It's Friday, May 30th, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. A large amount of methamphetamine found during a traffic stop in Cumberland on Wednesday. Know the risks and signs of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Democrats say the state's licensing agency's funding falls short, and Travel Wisconsin offers tips for travel around the state this summer. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. Police found more than 1 pound of suspected methamphetamine during a traffic stop in Cumberland on Wednesday. Cumberland Police Chief Heather Wolf said a tip alerted police to a speeding vehicle that may have a large amount of drugs inside. Officers pulled over the vehicle and a canine alerted to possible drugs in the vehicle, leading to a search that recovered just under 1.1 pounds of methamphetamine. Wolf said the estimated street value surpassed $25,000. The driver and only occupant, 44-year-old Jeffrey Snyder of Hayward, was arrested and booked in the Barron County Jail on charges of possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, possession of THC, possession of drug paraphernalia, and driving while revoked. Formal charges are pending from the district attorney's office. Wolf noted this was the third duty shift for K-9 Kilo and handler officer Anthony Brunner. The K-9 graduated training on May 22nd and has collared 2 drug arrests on those 3 shifts. As warmer weather approaches, make sure to pay close attention to the health of you and your loved ones. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The Department of Health Services is urging you to be aware of the heat this summer and know the signs of exhaustion or heat stroke. Those include confusion, rapid breathing and heartbeat, body temperature above 104 degrees, or nausea and vomiting. You can beat the heat by remaining inside air-conditioned buildings during the hottest part of the day and drinking plenty of fluids. And never leave a child or pet unattended inside a car. More than 668 Wisconsinites visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year. More tips can be found on the DHS website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At the Capitol, a difference of opinion on what constitutes adequate staffing for the state's professional licensing agency. Milwaukee Democrat Senator LaTanya Johnson said Joint Finance Committee Republicans are failing to fund the needs of the Department of Safety and Professional Services.
The only thing that this agency is asking is for enough money to do what's right by the clients who are paying these fees and are expecting their licenses to be processed in a timely manner.
GFC co-chairs Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne did not directly address staffing levels, but issued a statement that the Republican budget investment ensures the department can operate effectively and provide critical services to professionals. If you're looking for some summer travel plans, you can't go wrong with the classics. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says there's a reason Door County is such a popular destination.
Just packed with culinary surprises, arts and culture, so many fun and interesting outdoor recreation opportunities. Just a really easy way to kind of slip into the relaxation of a summer weekend.
Sayers says a trip to the Wisconsin Dells is just as fun with unique shopping and dining and access to all those fantastic water parks. You can find out more, including plan a trip online at travelwisconsin.com. That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.